Okay, well, my name is Jerry, and when Isabel asked me to show my testimony, I don't know, I'm sure that's not me, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to pray about it. But I knew I wasn't going to pray about it, because my answer was no. So my only thought now is, okay, I need a good reason, but it can't be a lie. Mm-hmm. So we went to the meeting, and I'm like, okay, I got a good one. So we went to the meeting, and I was already on the list. So I was like, oh, my gosh, Lord. So I don't, half of that meeting, I didn't even understand because I'm like, oh, my gosh, Lord, you know I don't want to do this. So I wasn't hearing anything. I was like, so I left there, and I was just praying, and I was like, Lord, you know I don't like nobody to know my business because I've been through a lot my whole life. I've been saved for almost 20 years now. So, and I'm one of those children, like, there's the ones that you tell something to somebody and they just do it. And then there's those that, like you said, I'm going to get the belt. And I'm like, get it. So I have to feel the pain before I'm like, oh, you're right. So I just asked the Lord, what do you want me to share out of my whole life? What do you want me to share? And when he told me, I said, no way. No way am I sharing that. But he says, this is not about you. This is about me. I want you to go to the mountaintop, and I want you to tell these people how good I am. And I'm like, okay, Lord. So this is part of my marriage. Where, because I was praying, and I was like, okay, from rags to riches, where did I grow most? Where did the Lord actually show himself to me? So I had been married for 17 years. And I tell you, young girls, you wait for the Lord to give you your husband. Because they may look good, but doesn't mean they're good. So I met him at church. I actually met him at church. We were both new believers. We had half our foot in and half our foot out, where the world was still ruling us a little bit more. So we fell out of church for like 4 months. In 4 months, I met him in December. We moved in January. I got pregnant in February, and we married in March. Well, you know that's not from the Lord, because I'm sure he doesn't do that. I think it's married first. So, I mean, I should have known. But then, you know, I came back to the Lord maybe 4 months later. He never came back. I don't think he ever knew him. Because some of the things he said, it's like, that's not my God. Mm-hmm. So through this, what happened was the Lord, I sat at his feet all the time. Because I don't know if any of you guys, I'm not sure if you experienced being married to an unbeliever. That is so hard. Mm-hmm. That's still in a marriage, being alone. Mm-hmm. Because you can't share the goodness of who he is. Mm-hmm. You can't share anything. They don't want to be part of any part of that life, which is my whole being. Mm-hmm. So I just sat at his feet and I prayed for him and I prayed for him. And just, I don't know. My husband's family, I have to share this a little bit. They're party people and they drink until they get drunk. And I don't know if you guys ever been, if any of this is your family, but when you go to a relative's house and everybody's drunk but you're the only sober one, it's not fun. So, but I would go because I didn't want him to tell me. I couldn't go to any of my retreats, any of my anything. So I went, and I didn't fight him on that. So I just prayed, and the Lord was just, I was drawing closer to the Lord, because I have to trust God that he had control. Because the Bible says, well, the Lord says, you have to submit to your husband. Mm-hmm. I don't care if he didn't say anywhere that he had to be saved. Mm-hmm. But because this was my choice, even though the Lord forgave me, I still have to deal with my choices. Mm-hmm. So I had, when it's money, with anything, I had to trust God that he was going to direct his path. Mm-hmm. Because I still had to submit. So I was always in prayer. So, you know, this world is a battlefield. And the Lord, the enemy, he plans, and he plans all these wars that are going to happen in your life. But see, God, he's so good, because he starts putting people, he starts putting his soldiers around. He goes, okay, this is going to happen, but this is what's going to happen. You know, we just finished a Bible study, full armor of God. And you just don't know that the Lord is preparing all this, because there's a war coming. And I'm just like, okay. So we finished that, and then, so this is where it begins. So most of the time, my husband, almost all, like 99%, he would tell me, there's a party, you know, we're going, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So he didn't invite me to this one party, and I didn't know why. But I was happy, because I didn't want to go. So, I don't know, my son and my daughter, 17 and 16, they had gotten saved a year and a half, and then a year. So they both are serving the Lord, and that's a miracle by itself, because they just didn't want anything. But now that I see it, it's God planting. So I don't know. They were in the garage, and I went in there just to see what they were doing. And I'm not a nosy person, but if you're going to leave something up, I'm going to look at it. So his computer was up, and Facebook was on there. And I'm like, oh, what is he looking at? And he was talking to this girl, and telling this girl how much he didn't want to be with me, and he was going to ask me for a divorce, and all this stuff. And so I'm like, I stood there like this, like, what? Because I didn't even know nothing was that major. I mean, besides us, I guess it's a big thing, but besides us not loving the same God, because he loved the God of the world. Mm-hmm. And so I guess my kids must have seen me just like stand there. I just went to the living room, went back into the house, and I was just sitting there and was crying. And I was like, Lord, how is this happening? What is going on? And I sat there, and my kids came in. I guess they must have read it. They came in, and my son, he came in, he sat down there, and he hugged me. He said, don't worry, Mom. God is going to provide, and he's going to do this. And I started crying. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I said, baby, I said, you don't worry about this. I said, don't be mad at your dad. This is between me and your dad. Your relation between you and your dad is between you and your dad. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't want nothing to get in the way. I said, just go back to the thing. I said, I'll handle this. And I don't know if it's just women or maybe Latina. But we go through three stages. It's sadness, anger, and then revenge. So, I don't know. So I'm not sure. So I sat there. The sadness started going away. The bitterness, the rags started coming in. And I was like, okay. But I was choosing now to put these rags on, because I wanted to tear him up when he got home. So I'm like, okay, he wants to do this? Wait till he gets home. And, you know, I'm planning this, like in collages. Like, I'm planning this revenge that I'm going to. So, and all of a sudden I heard the Lord say, stand still and know that I'm God. Mm. And I'm like, no, I'm not standing still. He's going to get it when he gets home. I mean, that's me and my Lord's conversation. It's like, I'm not, just wait. And I don't know if you guys ever try to change a one-year-old that doesn't want to put clothes on and it's exhausting. Well, that's what me and the Lord did. He's like, take that off, put this on. No. I'm like, no, because I wanted to be mad. I wanted to be at the top of my anger so I can destroy him. That was my plan. So the Lord knew I needed 8 hours, 8 hours of struggle. So my husband came home about 5 o'clock in the morning. But God knew me, so I had to use the restroom. So I went to the restroom. I came back. He was out, drunken out. I couldn't wake him up, so I went to work. So all day the Lord was just like, just trust in me. Let me direct your path. Trust me with all your heart. Mm-hmm. Stand still. Don't say one word. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, but I'm exhausted now, and I'm tired, and I'm just like, Lord, I don't know why this is happening to me. So So what happened was, on my way home, I said, okay, Lord, I won't say nothing, but you're going to have to be there. You're going to have to be my mouth. You're going to have to guide me. And so I got home, and the first thing he said is, what's for dinner, Geraldine? I was just like, I just wanted to punch him. But I ran into the room, and I'm just like, I don't know. And so that lasted for like 3 weeks. And mind you, it was the toughest 3 weeks in my entire life. This is giving birth. This is C-sections. This is everything. All like. And then I just remember one day, and I just went into my room, and I just cried, and I was just like, Lord, how are you letting him humiliate me like this? He knows what he's doing. I know what he's doing. How are you doing that? Why are you letting... He doesn't even like you. And the Lord was just like... The Lord was just like, stand still. Just stand still. So I kid you not, the next day I got an email at my job asking me for a divorce. So my first thing was like, what? How dare him email me at my job? Didn't I deserve better after 17 years and 2 kids? But the Lord said, this is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. And I'm just like, okay. So on my way home, I said, Lord, I need peace. I need peace that this is from you, that this is all from you. Have you ever asked for peace and then you get this like overwhelming peace that it feels like you're high? I mean, it's weird. It's a weird feeling. You feel like, oh, I feel good. So I went home. I didn't hate him anymore. I know that's hard to believe, but God can do it. And I went home and I told my kids, they were all in the garage, I told my kids, I need to talk to your dad. So he went and I said, I got your email. I just need to tell you. I need to tell you what I feel. I thought that was so hurtful that you sent it through an email. I said, I deserved more than that. But I accept. I accept it. And he just looked at me because he's waiting for this whole, you know, nothing to go blow up. And nothing. Nothing. And I just thought, okay, Lord, I don't understand what happened. But I understand you're with me. And when you think about what God does in your life, he does it for a purpose. It's never for nothing. Because the enemy's always at work. And he's always planning. He's a coward. He doesn't come rushing in through the front door. He waits till the door, your back door is open slightly. So he can swarm his way in there and try to destroy you from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And we have to always be fed the word of God, because it's through these times that I was able to remember, stand still. Mm-hmm. Trust me with all your heart. Know who I am. I'm the God that you tell people about. But you know what? Because he's the same and he doesn't change. And even after the whole thing, the enemy still came back and he just told me, you just wasted your 17 years praying for this man and you got nothing. Look at, your youth is gone. And I told, and then, you know me, Lord, I just wasted my time. And God, I said, and look, this is what I got after 17 years of marriage. Because you hear sisters of the Lord say, yeah, my husband got saved after 1 year, after 10 years I've been praying, now he's saved, and I got a divorce. And God said, no, you got me. You sat at my feet. I gave you this relationship with me. You prayed and you loved me with your soul. And I thought about it, if I didn't go through any of this stuff, would I have that relationship with God? It's hard. But you know what they say? I don't know if you heard that about women being like tea bags. You don't know how strong they are until you put them in hot water. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but it's not my strength, because my strength would have blew up. And in my strength, I would have attacked him. Mm-hmm. But in God's strength, I was able to stand still. And it just reminded me that the enemy uses the same tool. He's not crafty. Whatever works, he has a toolbox for each one of us. And we have to always check that toolbox, because he's not going to pick up a new tool. If this works on you, he's going to use that same tool. So I remember a pastor once said, clean your toolbox out. Make sure you don't give him any ammunition to do any of it, because he will. See, I write journals, so I had to name this portion because I feel like I'm writing a book, my book. And I named it Strength in His Obedience, because it was obedience that held me together. And my obedience and His strength that held me together through this. And I remember there was a pastor who said, there's two wolves. I don't know, the story of the two wolves. And they asked, well, what wolf will, it's the spirit and the flesh or something like that. They said, what wolf will win? The one that you feed. And we have to continue to feed that wolf with just His word. Because you may think that sometimes that you're not hearing everything. Because, you know, sometimes we go to church and we're tired. But we go. It's just the faithfulness of us going. But during those trials is when we hear Him. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. And I just wanted to share that, because it's like, that was where my rags became into riches, because I got this closeness with the Lord. And I'll tell you this. Later on, I asked the Lord, what was the purpose, but how come I had to stand still? How come you just didn't do it instantly? Mm-hmm. And I went to a Bible. I guess it was a woman's thing. Mm-hmm. And it says, if I would have busted in and tore him apart, I would have asked him for a divorce in my rage. Mm-hmm. And I would have been out of his will, because the Bible says mm-hmm. that if he doesn't want to divorce me and I divorce him, I would still be in sin. So because I didn't do that, and I waited and let him ask me for a divorce, he freed me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my gosh, Lord, just thank you so much for just that. For just that. He's still in the world. You know, he lives in California. And I still pray for him, but I have a newfound like for him. Mm-hmm. And I'm not angry with him. And my daughter, she went to Biola in California. Mm-hmm. She went to one semester in California before we moved over here. And she was asked to write her testimony. Her testimony. And she wrote, because it said, who inspires you? So I'm thinking, okay, she's going to write about Jesus. Mm-hmm. But she wrote, my mom, because she stood in a place that was hard, and she knew where her help came from. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're all examples, and somebody's always watching. Mm-hmm. Whether it's our kids or people at school or work, somebody's always watching. Mm-hmm. And so that's all. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to share that and just, you know, feed the spirit. Feed the spirit. So, well, that's it. Thank you.